Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. It's possibly a tall political order for any conceivable vice presidential pick, but John McCain's vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, is on the ticket ostensibly to deal with the issue of age with John McCain. He is 72. To deal with the experience question for Barack Obama. She is a first-term governor of Alaska with actual executive experience. She's also someone who will supposedly excite the Republican base because she's a lifelong member of the NRA and a right-to-life advocate. And she may potentially go after former supporters of Senator Hillary Clinton because she's a woman on the ticket. Can one person do all of that? Well, to discuss it, we have Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway political director, who was talking with us about Sarah Palin just a moment ago. And also joining us now is Tara Wall, who's a deputy editorial page editor and columnist for The Washington Times. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, how do you sort of deconstruct the fairly elaborate strategy, at least potential strategy, that Sarah Palin represents here?
Well, I think she represents a number of things. I think, first of all, if you're looking at the game of chess, many might say, this, if not checkmate, this is check, and now it's Obama's move. I think this was a very stealth move on McCain's part that was probably unexpected by many, although she has been talked about for quite some time. More in a very general sense, not seriously up until, obviously, the announcement. But I think that it was probably the logical choice outside of the front runners, which were Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, primarily after and because of after when Obama picked Biden. Obama-Biden ticket for some represented a, you know, a return to Washington politics, whereas a McCain Palin ticket represents the outside of Washington new fresh approach to the campaign, and it can be seen that way. I know I've certainly gotten my share of calls and emails from Republicans and conservatives responding to this pick.
Well, what does Sarah Palin have that Huckabee doesn't have, for instance, or Mitt Romney doesn't have?
Well, I think outside of the life issue, which of course Mike Huckabee has, and the social conservative issue, Mike Huckabee had problems with fiscal conservatives, particularly the way he ran Arkansas government. There were a lot of issues that some Republicans had in that regard. She, on the other hand, has been seen and is seen, even though she is a virtual novice in the area of holding office, as someone who has reformed government, who hit the ground running, making changes to government and transparency and ethics. I mean, she was on an ethics commission. She went after Republicans and then quit the ethics commission because of what she described as a lack of ethics.
Well, she definitely has a reputation in Alaska for going after the powerful politicians there.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to what former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani had to say about the question of executive experience for the two-year term so far of Sarah Palin in Alaska.
Maybe it's my own background as a mayor and United States attorney. But this whole idea of executive experience, to me, would really qualify her. I mean, I think that she already has
more executive experience than Biden and
Obama combined.
You really do think that she is more qualified than Senator Obama would be? I mean, she's been the governor of a state with very small with a very small population, mayor of a town of 9,000 people.
Sure.
Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation asking a question of a former candidate and mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Andrea Bernstein, were delegates or are delegates at the convention there in St. Paul buying this experience argument?
Well, I think the delegates are certainly saying that. I mean, I think there's some private worries. You know, the state of Alaska is a fifth the size of Brooklyn, New York. So, I mean, it's not an enormous place to have executive experience, although clearly she's run a government. The Democrats, for their part, argue that Barack Obama has run a Senate office and a very large and, they would argue, successful campaign well. So, you know, I think that what's happened here is that there's this whole discussion about experience, and everybody's trying to spin it their way. I think that we're going to see the Democrats treading lightly, though, mm-hmm. on Sarah Palin. I mean, it's I think as we all saw when Hillary Clinton ran in her first campaign for Senate, attacking a woman candidate can be toxic.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see how Palin and Biden go up against each other in the debate, because Biden certainly has a reputation for pulling no punches ever.
He does. He does. And, there's a certain cleverness to the McCain campaign that they've done this. I mean, Sarah Palin both appeals to the right wing of the Republican Party. I also know that there are women out there who think that it's just kind of a neat thing to have a woman, politics aside. And, maybe it's a good idea to have a woman in the White House to bring it right to the boys.
Well, Andrea,
and the McCain campaign certainly hoping to appeal to that sentiment
right.
as well.
Andrea, I want to get a final comment from Tara Wall of the Washington Times. What do you make? I mean, her speaking ability seems pretty darn good compared to John McCain, if I may just speak personally. I mean, John has a very flat sort of speaking style. She's very animated, and I would think that would be an asset.
Yeah, I think people need to be careful not to count this woman out. I was among the skeptics early on when it was talked about because of the fact that she is just a first-term governor. Let's also remember Obama is a first-term senator. But when I started looking into her record and going into listening to her speeches, absolutely very sharp, very articulate, quick on her feet, not afraid to, obviously, as we said, tackle tough issues. I think when you talk about experience and what you'll hear the campaign talk about is that she has the ability that exceeds tenure in office. So it's a question of ability and what you've done with the time that you've had. And as many could see, there's not as much of a paper trail with Barack Obama. That's why it's times hard to pin him down in these mm-hmm. positions. Whereas with her, if you go back and look at the time that she has had, even as a mayor where she was making budget cuts and she gave herself a pay cut, I think almost in half, when you look at what she's done with the short time that she's had, I think that's how you make those contrasts. Now, she will have a tough job against
right.
Biden, and I wouldn't take that lightly either.
Well,
she's going to have a tough time with him.
Much more to come. Tara Wall, deputy editorial page editor and columnist for The Washington Times, and Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway political director. Republicans are hoping that Hurricane Palin will make landfall there in St. Paul if the convention gets started. Thank you very much.